A Russian presidential candidate who has been missing since last week has been located in Ukraine. A campaign staff member said Ivan Rybkin, a critic of President Vladimir Putin, will return to Russia. Putin is favored to win another term in next month's election. Another candidate, Irina Kakamada, is running as an independent. Kakamada was a member of the Russian parliament. In 2002, she negotiated with the Chechen rebels, who took a theater full of hostages, many of whom died when Putin used lethal gas to end the siege. Kakamada was in the United States recently, meeting with dignitaries. She says the government of Vladimir Putin has become authoritarian. Her remarks are interpreted by Yuri Somov.
The biggest influence is being exercised not by the cabinet, but actually by the presidential administration, which by constitution is not a governing body. And the law is being manipulated to strengthen the authoritarian system of government, and not everybody is equal before the law.
Putin has something like 70% approval ratings, so you're unlikely to win. Are you simply in this race to articulate these issues you're talking about?
The reason Putin has a 75% approval rating is because there has not been any alternative to him. Another reason for so high a rating has been the absence of free information flow through the media to the public about alternative candidates so that people can make up their minds whom to support. I should also say that it is quite common for the approval ratings of totalitarian and authoritarian leaders to have been anywhere between 75 to 90%. It is not exactly an unusual circumstance. And what I want to do is to break through this barrier, because if you look at it, it turns out that the Russians are not exactly particularly happy about what is going on in their country. They do have a certain amount of fear, and they may have lost their ability to understand that you can fight and you can oppose and you can put up a fight even in this kind of a situation.
Aren't there opposition politicians in Russia who say the election is a sham and that your participation in it gives it some sort of legitimacy for Putin?
I disagree, and I have already shown and demonstrated that democracy in Russia is shrinking like the chagrin leather in the Balzac novel. I think that what we should be teaching people to do is not to boycott an election, which might be just about the easiest form of opposition, but we actually need to teach them to put up a fight.
If Putin controls the media, how are you able to campaign?
I will use the free airtime that I'm entitled to as a candidate, and I will also use the opportunity of public debate. And also, I am in such strong liberal opposition to the incumbent that the messages that I'm sending are strong enough to penetrate whatever walls there are between me and the people.
Are you having any effect? Is Putin forced to deal with your criticisms? Is he forced to take you seriously?
I think that I have put our authorities in a very tight spot by doing what I have been doing, because on the one hand, they would certainly like to legitimize the election by having a valid, genuine opposition. On the other hand, they would certainly prefer to have an opposition that is benign, one that is not causing any substantial damage to the image of President Putin.
Will Russians elect a woman president?
It may not happen now, but it will happen. I'm positive of that, because the policies, as they have been formed and executed by men in Russia, have been way too aggressive.
Irina Kakamada is running as an independent candidate in next month's Russian presidential elections. Yuri Samov was her interpreter.